Okay, it's 8:30. Our meeting is order. I'd also like to ask that you have turned off your cell phones or pagers. Each director has received notice of this meeting. Public meeting notice is properly posted by law. Secretary P.J. Ellison and Director Ron Butler, Jerry Lawrence, and Wade Geary indicated they would not be present for this meeting. At this time, we've set aside to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments should have filled out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door with your name and contact information on it. And we do have one. Mr. Ken Monroe.
It's right behind you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman of the Board, Board of Direct Members, and BRA staff members, good morning. My name is Ken Monroe. I'm a past president of the Fossil Kingdom Lake Association, and I just wanted to give you some brief information on some progress that we've made to help distribute your information on the new lease for Fossil Kingdom. After the meeting on Monday, we went back to the lake. Monty Land and Carolyn prepared a letter, newsletter, that was on the 11th and the 12th, that was in the mail, to about 1,500 leaseholders. At the same time, I deal with electronic communications. We sent out over 620 emails to people informing them of the need to go to the Brazos River Authority site and pick up a copy of the lease and make the comments on it, and the deadline for the comments would have been on the 19th. We also put this up on the association webpage with information to go to the BRA website, left hyperlinks there so that it would be easy for them to go to that to see it. At the same time, making reference to the Lake Country Sun newspaper that carried an article with the same information. We've done some direct people-to-people conversations. We have seen quite a few responses coming in. I don't know how many, but one of our open areas is those that don't have email, that don't get the letter signed, that don't pay attention to them. On our standpoint, and this is myself talking, I'm not an officer of the Lake Association, I just do electronic communications. One of the areas that I, when I was visiting with people yesterday, that of particular concern was some older people that are not going to be there too much longer, and they have considerable worry about what their rates are going to be. They don't have any protection to them. I know that the lease rates have been discounted, and this is the reason they're discounted, just to handle that group. Orly mentioned several meetings ago that you were looking at the exemptions for the over 65 and homesteaded. We're trying to set up some rules for them. We'd strongly encourage that to come forth as soon as possible. This would help relieve some of the anxieties that people in that particular category have, even to the point of even making it a limited time, just so that they can pass through their rest of their time like they had planned to retire there. So if there's a time frame there where they can be given a specific type of a variance of a type, and even, you know, we know that the appraisal values are going up. Some of them have doubled already on the land value. And if they get hit with things like that, that's going to be a big problem. I do thank the information people here for sharing some time ago the information on the Stallmark lease. That went out strictly to people, and I think they provided back to you some very good information that you incorporated in the lease. I know you're on a very close time frame on trying to get this other one out. If the time that you get it put together and you see fit, if you wish to Pests of the Association, Mr. Mayor put that out, people to review so that when they would come to the meeting on the 31st, they wouldn't be knowing what they're seeing. If you change something in the lease based on the comments, you don't want to up here repeating that. I mean, that's old hat. So if you can do that, you can dilute part of that, and I know that that would be appreciated. That's for your consideration. I've compiled a list of common concerns. I'm not going to read those. I'll be around after a while if anybody has any interest in that. I'll be glad to do that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, sir.